The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey, the Bokomfete is coming in for my top 10 at 10. And then you'll understand why I'm asking this question. Are you widowed? Remember we had a show talking about finding love after death, right? And also trying to find love after being divorced. So are you widowed or divorced? But every single time you try a new relationship, it fails. Doesn't last. And you're like, but why? You can't help but think, hold on, the underground gang, man, is not endorsing my relationships. Could it be that I'm being blocked by them? You're not the only one who has since been widowed. And even though the contract says, till death do us part, but in the spirit world, you can't help but have this conversation, you know? And or at least this conversation to cross your mind. This thought, what if I'm being blocked here spiritually? I can't move on. Hence the hashtag, should ancestors approve your lover? Should they? Hey, what happened to free will? What happened to choice? Hello, Mr. Bona. I started dating this one guy and I heard a voice saying to me, that one is only for having fun. Nothing serious will come out. Brati, I lost interest immediately.
I discovered ukuthi there's certain rituals that need to be done to part the connection that was initially made when the two families connected.
Ugunzima emhlabeni, ha? Oh, I think my lungs are complaining about the morning run we had. I had a beautiful run this morning, thank you. But anyway, that's why I keep coughing. Sorry about that. Now, that's Zuki. Are you? And Zuki, divorce, ne? Tembi wena?
Tate Mokulu, you've touched on a very sensitive topic. I divorced in 2010. Up to now, I'm struggling to get a partner. Either agamithi amam qualities engwadingayo endodeni or uvele ahayi kube nje a wall anyamalali. So ngize ngathi yazi inkulunkulu ngicela wena umlethe loyo muntu loyo because mina sengikhathele ukuzifunela. Then I'm just hoping ukuthi unkulunkulu uyizwile imthandazo yami uzongithwalela ngilethele loyo muntu. Honestly, it's a bit hectic othandweni, uyangizwa? I-Wi-Fi yothando on my side, I think ijemile, honestly.
Bayiphethe abadala, bayiphethe. You know, romantic relations can be governed from the spiritual world. When you get married, the two families meet physically and spiritually. And you divorce, what happens? So apparently there's supposed to be a spiritual divorce as well. Say what? Debo Konfete will be here to give you the 3 teaspoons on this. I'm just saying what he was basically preparing me for. Two, when you are widowed, the same happens. It's till death do us part as per what? The agreement on the mortal side of things. Spiritually, you are my husband. You're like, how Mara? Kanjan? And chances are ukutshelile before Ashwan. Ungashad foot when. Then what are you to do? What are you to do? I'll ask it again. Are you widowed? Divorced? You try and move on? You're being blocked. And you can't help but say, Njani. And you just met the perfect person, but something is not coming together. Could it be that your ancestors are not approving? Could it be? Send us a voice note if you really want to know. Don't call us. Send us a voice note. We'll call you and then Deboho will talk to you between 10 and 11. My question still remains to you. If you are widowed, divorced and somehow your romantic relations seem not to flourish, could it be that the underground gang is blocking you?
That means karo filos fana wa hlabela gomo wa rwala mohlobolo o tlisa ka gorong tlhalo gas usually well so rakasora raka makoti wa brena ka labaka la gore no go tsene gas usually well ka gare ga galapa la bona. So it's not easy for our sisters, but for men it's easy for them to move on, which is something that our culture failed to address. That
thank you, I'm glad you said that. I wonder what Deboho will say. He's 3 teaspoons on this, after this.
3 teaspoons with Deboho Mpede on the best tea in the city.
Madume.
Hi, Brati.
Lekai.
Kintongkai.
Uzuhile.
Kizuhile. Wena uzuhile.
Why would ancestors block Banababang Marahoratana? Hanti.
It's hectic.
It happens?
It happens all the time.
No.
And people don't link it to spirituality because for some reason they thought, it's just
preferred,
we are done. But we are, there are things, remember. They are very hectic and people don't know the after effects of you not doing things completely in the spiritual way or in an ancestral way. Because when you say to a person, so when we divorce or somebody then decides, or somebody then, and then, God forbid.
Yeah.
But then there are things and rituals that needs to be followed all the time, because we have said we are engaging, we are one, so those things need to be followed.
Sorry, B, is it a throw out the divorce party instead of doing a cleansing ceremony?
Exactly. You need to do cleansing ceremony. So you need to cleanse yourself from that person, you know, either you are divorced or either the person have is deceased or late, and then you cleanse yourself from those auras and energies of that particular person. And then also the most important thing is divorcing spiritually. We are quick to divorce in terms of the Western way, but have we divorced spiritually? And what is divorcing spiritually?
Yes.
Divorcing spiritually is when, remember, like I was just said now, you need to go back to the same people that you said you are lavakopan and tell them, I'm not of that person anymore. I'm not of that family anymore. You understand? So what do you do now? You tell them, I'm not of Kohamukwili. I'm going back to my family now. Because remember, when Otakansa by demon go and carry other people's surname, if you're a woman, then you carry your husband's surname. So that means whatever protection that you're gonna have is from those people. Now, if you divorce, you need to let them know that I've divorced now. You need to do a ritual to say, I'm coming back to my surname, either Yabuntatwaha or Yamimwaha, depending on the pattern.
But can you go borrow?
Not you can't go barrel if you are divorced, you know. You can't go barrel
some
if you are divorced.
Some people
decide to. Yeah, but it confuses the spirit, because what happens now if you're going to leave this world now? Because people need to be careful as far when we depart from this world. All of us are going back to Batuba Koborin. We are not going. Mm-hmm. There's no judgment day now. The judgment day has not arrived as yet.
Mm-hmm.
We are going back to Batuba Koborin. So it's easier if you do things properly. So you know Batuba Koborin, they say, we can be able to protect Wanawarena, because Sakamula di Padile now always a Kahai, Aramo protect Bahol Basamelwen.
The last teaspoon on this is you saying ritual.
So
must
it's cleansing number one.
Yeah.
You cleanse yourself, then it's number two is divorcing spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is rituals. You need to do the right rituals of you going back to your going back to your family. And obviously this will go hand in hand with the culture, because culture differs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But those things they need to be done in irrespective.
Sure.
But culture also will also guide us further on if Motswana, Muzulu, Ndebe, all those things.
Can it also be done wrong?
Yeah, but I always say in my ancestral things, things that are done wrong ancestrally. I do not think that ancestors will punish you for those things. And that's my opinion about it. Because I think that at least they will appreciate that you took an effort and you tried to do something. It's better to try and not to do at all.
I have to ask this question. Where's free will?
Where is
free will? If there's one thing we were given, God said you're free will. Hence, his energy is flowing through us. That's why the breath he gave us. So you have the power to create, to power to... I gave you power to be.
Definitely.
Where is free will? When I'm being blocked by the spiritual world to do things that I really want to do. Sometimes you meet a person, right? You love them and your ancestor says, that's the wrong person. I mean, really?
There is free will. That's what I would say. You know, I've never greeted my listeners. I hope you guys are right.
Yeah,
I hope you guys are good. There is free will and I think it comes, I think in life everything has to come with processes and protocol and things to follow. Because if you're just given things and there's free will for anything, for you to do anything the way you want and in whatever, I think there's going to be a lot of things that are going to go wrong. But because we are people and we belong to certain cultures and certain things that we follow, it's important to strike a balance in all of those things that we do. So there is free will, but it depends to what extent are we going to live with this free will. So we are bound by, there need to be boundaries in life. And there's no boundaries.
That is not free then.
We tend to do other things that we're not supposed to do.
That is not free then. Because you can't say I'm free, but there is a chain in Tswereloto. The minute it's like a gate.
I don't even feel like it's a chain. I'm gonna put it in a manner to say I think we are guided, and all of us, irrespective whether you know or you don't know, we are guided. You know, I was saying something to someone else, saying that you know when you grew up, you used to say "Motunali pelisi tu, awona pelisi tu." It's about you having your high intuition. Something tells you yes, you can do it, and something tells you no, don't do it. It's wrong for you to do it. So we are guided. Okay. And it's important for us to
I will take that answer.
Yeah.
We are guided. That answer. Yeah. You're going to need headphones, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need headphones.
Yeah, okay. But before we get into the headphones, Mara, please organize headphones for Teboho. Because we're just about to take calls now. You send us a voice note, by the way. And don't call us. We'll call you back. We'll save you a time, man. Because we're stressed. Does it happen, though? And it seems like it's happening to women. Why women? Or are men as well tied spiritually not to move on because the daily departed with them? Mihe, haulukram sadumu. Or whatever the reason.
It's both ways. It's on both genders. It's both on male and also both on females. It's not on the other side of it favors the other side. It's even, I actually feel it's even more on men because on men it also goes to a point of and all that, which is another topic for another day. But I just have to bring that one in because also that plays a role to say, you know, they said, yes, I can have this person, but I cannot only have one. I need to have two. I need to have three because that's what my people, my guidance, I believe in that if it's two or three, then that's how I'm going to live my life. So, you can choose not to.
Yes. It's
not like you're forced. It could be cultural. It could also be what you've been showed by Abanda Badala to say this is what you need to do for us to be able to live for you or to release some of the things for you because Abanda Badala knows the kind of person that comes in your life and what role do they play in your life. We don't just have partners because they are just partners. They are meant for something. They are meant to serve a certain purpose in your life, you know, individually. So if you've got a partner right now and you are not benefiting in any way, then I'm comfortable to say you are with a wrong person, because either way, there's something that you're supposed to learn. It's something that you're supposed to gain, and understanding why am I with that particular person. And I'm not talking about material, and I'm not talking about monetary value. I'm talking about serious matters, serious things that you can look into, say, from this person, I'm learning 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. From this person, I'm learning to be this kind of person, and this is what I've achieved. So it goes beyond a lot of things to be with someone, you know, and it also can, I can also throw in where, as somebody will say, "Hi, can I live with you always?" And in Tosaka, it's a maybe, or when I'm with this person, in Tosaka, it's a maybe, which is another topic for another day, because I'm just throwing in a lot of things.
Let me then ask you this question then. And we touched on it a little bit, 133 teaspoons, that I may choose to keep as a divorced woman.
Yes.
I may choose to keep the same name Mfete.
Yes.
Because the Mfetes have really treated me well, except their son.
Yes.
And since I've joined their family, I've seen prosperity, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt at home with them. Mm-hmm. It's just that, obviously, romantically, me and their son, it didn't work out. Hence, I choose to be Mfete Qoboza.
Mm.
Instead of just Mfete, now that we are divorced. Mm-hmm. How do I then get rejected?
I'm happy that you asked that question, Brett, because I get it most times within my consultation room.
There you go.
And usually when I would then advise my clients to say, if you've got kids, then it's good for the kids to
maintain
and still use the same name, because
that's right.
For instance, an example that you made, if my same name then fits, then they will carry with that same name.
Yeah.
But you as the partner to that person, then it complicates things to say, why are you still carrying that same name? Because you and that person are no longer together. The kids is a different thing. But you cannot. It doesn't allow you to that an extent for you to carry it. Yes, you can appreciate the or guidance yabona, or when you were the daughter-in-law, the way about swearing that thing, it's fine. I don't have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But to what extent now are you saying to your madlozi how if things did not go well? Because they need to, because they would know that things didn't go well, and they would wait for you to come and tell them that things didn't actually work out for me on that side. So I'm going back to Lena Bakulba Kohai, and then the kids will always be there. They can embrace both sides, because it's a good thing. But for you as the partner in the relationship, it doesn't have to be in that way. Or what happens now if you have to be married by another person? Are you still going to use another person's same name and your previous same name? So let's not confuse the spirits. Let's make them understand that for now we are
Aren't
here.
Aren't they wiser than us though?
Pardon?
Aren't they wiser than us?
They are so, wiser
so, so,
than
so
us.
So that, in other words, the more complex things are, the easier they see the solutions to them.
Most definitely. Yes. You are so right by saying so.
Exactly. Then let me then continue with this. Soulful D earlier on said, "Kase pedi, libitala mosadi ke, kibuhat."
Kibuhat.
So when are you saying, therefore, after divorce, libita lela...
But libita la musadi ke bogadi, when things do work out, that phrase or
proverb, yeah.
Or proverb, or yeah, it's a proverb.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not used for things that are not going well. You cannot say libita la musadi ke bogadi if things did not go well. Yes, when things go well and it's you and your partner, it's hanky dory, it's all these things, it's
and
roses
then,
all
and
the
death
way,
do you
and
part.
Then and death do you apart. Then you then decide to say, okay, it's fine. Death has do us apart. Then I will, for in the meantime, until I can carry on with the same name, until I've met someone else, then that's when I can change.
How about Kahana?
How that people do. No, I don't think they would say no, because I don't think ancestors have got an entitlement to such an extent. They do can resist you their kids in other ways, but not in that way. Because remember, even if death or divorce or whatever it is, life has to go on at some point. point, but we need to follow the right processes and the right channels.
How far can they go? Bagar tiba mola resunana rezana kamapai. Oh,
you're going to make me refocus on this.
No, honestly. Okay, let's say you didn't divorce spiritually, right? You didn't do the proper cleansing. That's why they're still involved. And here you are. Here?
Not necessarily stop you, like literally stop you if you have to be intimate and on that. But there will be things that might not work out within that relationship with you and that particular person. You know, it might not last. You might not see eye to eye. There might be fights in between. There might be just bad negative vibes and all that. And maybe, you know, they might as well do what you just said now, which I'm not going to repeat. I'm sure they heard what you said.
Yeah, masabata, are masabata hanti ha thalapila. Tsi le no naletsa hae, men switch load shedding po. Ke badim. Ah, what the
you know, it's, yeah. No, they can't.
But we've heard of stories about mkhulu ba had vicious, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Those hardcore, very serious one. It also, you know, that's why it's very imperative for you to be able to explain what's happening currently within your space, within your life, so that you don't get to that point. Remember, us having this, topic is preventing for those things that you're talking about now to happen.
Okay.
That do things the right way. Tell them, I'm not there. I'm here with this person. Please release me. I appreciate the love and the support, but things did not work out with your daughter or with your son.
Yeah.
But now I'm with this particular person. We are avoiding that to happen because those things will happen if you don't follow the right things.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, ask Islin. Lin Mobile, I know you've been holding on, but let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're taking your calls.
Predicting the future with Tebogo Mofete on the best tea in the city.
Indeed it is. Lin, good morning. Hello, Lin.
Hello.
How are you, Miss Mapa?
I'm good, how are you?
Divorced? Widowed?
Widowed.
How far back?
13 years ago. Yes.
And then Mujolo or Bonsadi ki pandemic?
Mujolo is going north, while I'm going south.
She's born 1982, the 1st of August. Deboho?
Lin, yeah. Hi, Lin, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, Sisi. I just also want to find out, I hear that you said you are widowed, ne? Over the past 13 years, ne? All right. I think not to get in a reading, but to just ask some of the questions first. Have you followed the right channels? Just take me through the process of when your husband, passed on. What rituals were followed for you to be able to cleanse off? Because I can see something happened, but I don't see it happening in full form. It's like it was not done fully or done in the correct way. So just take me through that.
Okay. He was in hospital. There was a point where he couldn't talk until I get there, he will talk. And then the mother would just cry.
Mm-hmm.
When he passes on, and then we take him home. When we go back home with him, and then, you know, elders will be like, Nakidulia, let's talk to, and the uncles refused. So, Kamala Dela. And then in the house on the Friday night, ki kirobe tikamo nklong boxy hayeki the mole nak nilumanar kamo. I saw a snake coming out of his box.
Mm.
And then I could feel the snake, you know. I couldn't find it. So there was this other sangoma that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't say anything until I said it the following morning. This is what happened. And then sangoma elikimo arino mutu o uhano zamai. Ukenikum said lohai, the aratam said lohai. So, and then Bantlapisa, Kauntlapisa. After that, Lina Hisuga Ratamaya Morita, my thing, and they said what that the lady said, Cosinara Loreno, Monai, Umiliana.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hold on. I think I get it.
Did you say he died in a hospital or he died at home?
He died in hospital.
In a hospital. Yeah. After he died, I don't see any collection of the spirit from you or the family to go and collect the spirit from the hospital. All I see is him entering his place, but I don't see a proper spiritual send off of him letting his spirit go. I am not connecting in the dream, or I don't know if it's a dream or a vision of the snake coming off the coffin. I'm not connecting with that, but all I know is that he's with you. But I don't, also what I don't see, it's a proper cleansing from his family, cleansing you off in the right way in terms of their culture. But I see you guys within your space, within your family, connecting with someone who spiritually to help you to cleanse off. So is that around that space of being cleansed off properly and following also the right processes that could help. And I see a confusion and a clash of cultures between you and the family, and an argument between a male person within his family and your family. I don't know what connection is that. Is it like you guys clashed about something that was not done properly or that necessarily during the week? Yeah. So I would, what I will say to you is that you need to start from the cleansing part, whereby you cleanse off properly, because this is making the other people, when they come and connect with you, it's making them to this darkness. It's blocking them off. And besides doing that, because you are the one who saw the dream and you saw the snake, so in your own understanding, that snake represents him being with you because he loved you so much. Okay, that's fine. But you need to release yourself from him spiritually. So you need to tell him that you loved him, you were together, you were married, but now life has to go on at some point. So you need to tell him that he needs to guide, he needs to protect you spiritually, but not hold on to you so that you don't move, so that when other male people connect with you, it becomes a problem. So you need to give him that instruction. You need to go to Emma Tuneni and speak to him and make him understand that you loved him, you care about him, but for now, you want to be released from him so that you can be able to move on, because he's just blocked. He's just trying to hold on to you in that way. That's why things are not going right for you and in your relationship. I hope that that makes sense. But it needs to start from,
so basically, you she must go back
correctly first, because that cleansing part was not done correctly. And also, there is a debate of people saying, in my opinion, on in the way I believe, I would recommend that people, unless if for some reason there are issues, because remember, so they would know how it's best
to do it.
Unless if the family is, then the arguments of the family is not, some of them don't believe in spiritual things and ancestral things, then that's another point. But if they do believe, follow the process and do it to the T, so that it doesn't have gaps in between, so that you know that you are released and everything is done properly.
All right, Lynn, thank you.
No, thank you so much.
I hope that helps. Let's move on. Nobile.
Hello,
sister. Thanks for holding.
No problem.
Widowed, divorced?
No, not widowed. Widowed and not divorced.
Okay.
Wait.
We need to take calls on the widowed and the divorced. Not a general reading, because it's specific today about what we're talking about. All right, so more voice notes, please, and we're gonna call you.
Predicting the future with Teboho Mofete on the best tea in the city.
Let me take this moment as well to say happy posthumous birthday to the man, Bob the Gemma Mabena. It's his birthday today. Have a blessed day, my brother in heaven, and keep being the radio angel that you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for always teaching and showing us what is possible with radio. You'll forever be remembered. What a man. Now, the readings continue. Ipileng, Bimel.
Hi, Tibos. Okay.
Kiteng wena?
Kiteng.
Ipileng divorced almost 10 years ago.
Yes.
1982, April the 24th. Yes. What's your question to Teboho?
My question to Teboho is, look, since my divorce, I've met, I don't know how many guys. Not a lot, but you know, amazing guys. And for some reason, relationship I direct.
The longest?
And I think the longest was over a year.
The shortest?
The shortest was 6 months, 6-7 months.
All right. Pause there. Come on, fuck off first. Come on, find the answer.
Okay.
I said, take a little peeling. I think, you know what, the problem is not with what we actually said. The problem is with her. It's just, she needs to work on herself as a... as an individual. You know, I'm checking and I'm seeing three relationships that she went through. And I think most of them, she does a lot of comparison with other people or with the previous relationship. So it's not entirely with her being divorced 10 years back. It's with the issue with her, how she handles the relationship that she's got with those people. She needs to work on more on herself. And she needs to be a bit calmer.
Is she still angry?
Yes. That's why she needs to be a bit calmer. She doesn't give the other people a chance to express themselves or their feelings. She wants to take ownership of and a control. Relationship. When she's in a, I was avoiding that word control. I was just wanting to say ownership, but control in another word. She's a very sweet person. It's not like she's not sweet and she's loving, but she needs to understand that being in a relationship comes with compromise and letting go of some habits that are not easy for you to let go. So if she can just work on those, which is her being patient, listening to other people and not finishing their sentences when they talk and also giving them a chance for them to express themselves the way they want to. But I see that, there's some that she will meet around the month of September. So she must look out for that. And in terms of that divorce, she also needs to IPA ko khae gore she's back and she's divorced and then she's not called cycling laba tobale and also clings off of the aura and the energy of the previous partner. Because remember, when you're with a person, there's intimacy and all that, and there's this thing that we call spiritual
and soul ties.
So she's still having those kind of things from the previous relationship, which will affect her in the near future. So she needs to look at those things.
Sure. Okay,
Teboho. Mama Metile. Mama
Metile. This is some of the things I've been, you know, told, but like people around me, Hore, I need to let loose. I need to, you know, just be, because I feel like, yes, I'm very strong and I like controlling. I like, you know, but not that I'm controlling the person, but I like being in control.
That's what I said, that you like to take ownership and be in control of the relationship.
Money
then when it comes to you and a male person, then it makes them wonder who's a guy and then who's a lady. Yeah. And you know, men, they've got an ego and they want to be seen as having that control. So
yeah.
I'm not saying let loose and let somebody play on top of your head or all that, but there's certain things that you cannot control as a female, and because there needs to be a difference that this is a man, this is a female, you know,
we can allow to be taken care of, basically.
Yes. Allowed to be taken care of.
I want to do everything to
be pampered. I get go Facebook, but I get to do everything.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, my darling. Thank you. All right, let's move on because of time. Now, Vuyiswa, good morning.
Good morning.
You widowed 19 years?
Yes.
You are 20. Yeah. What do you mean widowed 19 years? Hi, Mara.
I'm not.
What's your question to Teboho?
My question is, I am from Jolo, man. I pandemic.
All right. She's born 1973, the 21st of September.
1973, 21st of September. September is a very great month. People that are born in Vigo.
Yeah, but now she's going into Libra now.
Libra, yeah.
She's on the cusp.
Vigo and Libra, yeah. So she's more of the Libra person. Libras are not, they don't want to let go. You know, the same with the previous caller. They like to be in control a lot. I don't think the issue is you really with dating. Your issue is that you want certain characteristics in one person, and there's not a person who's tailor-made for anyone. I think you need to look at what you like from this person and from that person, and try and see if you can, even if there's certain that don't look, there's shortfalls. Not everybody's got everything that you need, so you need to leave with some of the shortfalls. But with you, you want this thing, just pay attention to John, John or James. I don't know if it's John or James, but between the two names, John or James, there's somebody who's gonna come your way with that name. Just give them the attention that they need. And also, please be approachable. You've got issues of being approachable. You are not up. People complain a lot about you being serious a lot. So don't be serious. You are too serious. So let loose, smile a lot, so the bride can feel free, you know.
Maybe one of us took his job. Vuyiswa.
This is one topic that will make me laugh the whole day. You know, so but somebody's definitely coming to you. So can I can ki widow?
Yeah.
We don't know, yeah. Ki widow. And just let loose of the previous partner. But I see you are saying to yourself you don't want to do the same mistakes that you did with the previous partner, because there's a lot of challenges on that relationship, you know. So that's fine. That is noted in the spirit, but also cleans off from that. Please use a lot of white salt with whatever that you do. Put white salt in your bath. In there's something linking you and white salt. And please to the listeners, do not do this. It won't work for you. It's for this particular person. Because I get a lot of this that when I tell someone something, all of them wants to follow it. There's something about and salt. You will see what I'm talking about as time goes on. White salt, rough white salt. Just put it in your bath. It will cleanse off your energy nicely. There's something that links you to that. And then you will see you start to attract more people. And also,
what if you John Lee James?
The people on
one.
The people on the on the military or the police. Who's within the military or the police within your space?
My husband was a soldier.
Yes, these people.
The one that passed.
Yes, yeah, you are liked by most of those people.
No.
What if she's a polyandrist?
Who knows?
Hey, no.
And she can handle it.
But because you like militant people, because you are that kind of a person. That's why you are attracting a lot of people in the force or the police or the military. So all that person that I'm seeing is also going to come from that space.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Smile,
man.
Thanks, my darling. All right, let's go. Oh no, get dropped below Pauline. Tato, please get Pauline back. Oh, for some reason I did that. Sorry about that. Pauline will get you back. Spongile, good morning. Spongile.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Ah, okay, fresher. Oh, just divorce 2019. Ah, fresh. Fresh.
Still fresh.
What's your question to Tebo?
I can't find. I only meet married men. I can't find a single man. And
how are you?
Why?
How are you?
You attract married men because you carry yourself as a married person.
And isn't that the most amazing? I think that's admirable.
That's why. It is, but it's bad for her because now, banahana hore, lena ko kiskimi sabon.
She's the 1st of August, 1974.
So, what I'm trying to say to you, you know, act more like a single person. You know, be jolly, be around people that are single. Don't, you know, you still have that thing of the previous partner and all that. So that's why they think, oh, Lena, she, you know, she's still taken and all that. And the other thing is that when people see you, you've got this thing, you are very homely, you are very wifely, you are marriage material. So I don't understand why you suffer being married, because you are that marriage material. When people see you, they just want to be with you, they just want to marry you. So that's why you're even attracting other people that are also married, because they just see what they see at home. So it's about you giving different signals and, you know, mixed signals, but there's nothing wrong with that one that I'm talking about, that when I'm saying you are marriage material, because there's none you can do about it. But I just want you to work on handling yourself.
Maybe she was not supposed to divorce.
Your personality. No. They're divorced. Yeah, she was supposed to divorce. That was one wrong marriage. You married wrong and you know it. Oh. So I don't want to get into that now. So stop doubting that decision. You did the right decision. You saved yourself a lot of headache and bad things, you know. Why are you connected? What is wrong with the place in Mpumalanga? You see somebody in Mpumalanga? Are you going to Mpumalanga? What's wrong in Mpumalanga?
No, I have relatives in
Mpumalanga. In Mpumalanga, okay. You're supposed to meet your soulmate in that direction. I know it's far, it does not make sense for you now. So, how look in Mpumalanga, bule matlo ha ha ho. So, the universe will give you a soulmate or a partner in the least places where you expect. Mpumalanga is something bonding you with your origin or where you come from somehow. So just look into that space, ne? Please tell your friends to stop link you, parking, blind dating you, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what is that.
But hello, hook up. But,
tell your friend to stop hooking you up, because they are hooking up with wrong people, ne? David, yeah. Who's David? Yeah. Who's David?
Okay, all right.
No, David Tikemang. I'm so fed.
Oh, David. I don't know.
Okay, just look out for David. But
what about Fita going at him now?
Stop hooking you up. They're hooking you up with wrong people, ne?
Okay.
And also just be careful about your health. That is just showing something on the side. There's something wrong with your health. Just go and check it out. Something in the stomach. Just be careful about it.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, all right.
So, we'll talk about it.
Okay,
Galibu. Bye. Last but not least, Pauline. Hello, Pauline.
Hello.
Hello, Pauline.
How are you?
We're in the studio, Mwena. How are you?
I'm fine.
Divorced now for 7 years. What's your question to Teboho?
Yeah, I just want to know if maybe it's not going to affect me along the way, because we've been divorced for 7 years now. And we did the whole ceremony, la voila, you know, my time is on, so take our fella, so we just separated.
You need to divorce spiritually, Pauline. You need to, because you have not done that, and you have also not cleansed off the energy. Please get me a rosemary oil. They call it rosemary oil. So just get me that rosemary oil and just mix it with your pink salt and just cleanse off the energy. That's what the spirit recommend for you. It will help you in cleansing off the energy. And just sometimes try to be in a quiet space and to listen to the spirits when they are trying to advise you or guide you. And a little rata. Why is a little rata go around your space? A omotole rata or odulaku plaking in a little rata. Why is it about noise?
I like a motole rata.
Mm-hmm. So the spirits are always the one to connect with you. Ba utlwa le rata le ka se. Either ba o manyana or o bulela ku dimo ro motho mo modimo naturally so, but sometimes this thing it affects our spirit. They can't talk to us. They need you when you are more calmer so they can tell you what you're supposed to do, ne? You will meet your soulmate and your partner. Just give them time when be approachable as well, because you also suffer about not being approachable, and be more calm, be in your space. A purple thing, a purple, like a purple candle, a lavender flower, have it around your space. It's good for your energy, or a purple, candle. And also sometimes you can wear something that's got a purple or a bluish color. It will also attract the right people, for you. Mary, Kimang.
Yeah, it's me. My other name is Maria, and it's my grandmother's name.
Yes, the grandmother. So it means that the grandmother is working with you. So that person is guiding you in your space. So again, I'm talking about who are now. So Mama Mel, how guide our ones? How are you supposed to do? What is it? And you know, you little chelinyana, ne? Yeah, ne? And just yeah. Be careful about a boy child as well. There's a boy child. I can't get the name, but there's a boy child or issues or sickness with a boy child. Could be you or somebody around the family with a boy child problem.
Well, I think
I've got a son, and the son is left with the father there.
Yes, the boy child who's not more yeah. than... who's not more than 20 or less than 15, something like that. Yeah.
Just yeah, it's 14 years old.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yes, just look at for that person. He's going to give you issues. Yeah, just work on it.
What and would be the solution?
The relationship. She needs to also be there for the child. That is the solution. The child is more connected on the paternal side.
Yeah, because now I've got issues with my son, you know, because he's staying with the father, so... For me to see him, sometimes it's like issues. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. You look like a bad mother or somebody who's an absent mother. That's not good for you. Yeah. Please look into that, and then you listen to my numbers if you want me to engage with you further in regards with this. Then we will talk offline.
Okay.
Okay. I'll listen to your number. So you said what must I how must I mix the pink salt and the rosemary oil?
Rosemary oil is and the pink salt, which people call it Himalaya or some call
yeah,
it
Himalayan
pink
salt.
Yeah.
Okay, I must just mix it together.
And bath with it. Bath with it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Eh?
Thank you, Pauline. Thank you. Maria.
Thank you.
She's so excited.
Bye.
Wow. And pink salt and rosemary, lovely rosemary, astow.
Please, guys, do not take other people's things and use them. There's a reason why they come on the readings. Yours will come, and then we will be guided correct. Not everything is for everyone.
Are we therefore saying when you've been with someone, even though you didn't get married, but in a little serious, and for some reason the relationship failed, are you therefore saying there must be a cleansing before you move?
There must be a cleansing of some thought, because those people, they leave out the energy, their soul.
And it's not necessarily the bad energy, it's just that you need to disconnect.
You need to disconnect. Yeah, I like the way you say it. Yeah. You basically need to disconnect from what you had.
I get your Wi-Fi.
It's a Wi-Fi.
Is she?
Yeah, it's a Wi-Fi. Now you're going to have a different Wi-Fi. So just disconnect and have the correct
thing. And then how would I know what to do?
How would you know what to do? Then you would need to see a spiritual guide, obviously, for further guidance, because you wouldn't know even what to cleanse off and all that and all those things. Then we'll be able to.
And my spiritual guide, Deboho, is fully booked. It'll be money next year, right? In the meantime, what can I do? What is there? Is it a candle thing? What can I do? Is it just me getting some salt to bath with it? What can I do in the interim?
In the interim, you can go to herbal stores and just herbal chemists and just get something. Ask the herbal people, the herbalists there to assist you. You know, what can I use to cleanse off the energies, and explain to them because they are there. You know, I find it difficult that we can go to clicks and explain rhetoric, but when we go to herbalists, it's like, it's different. That is the same routine. Use the same routine, and the same energy. It's a pharmacy. And explain. So they will guide you correctly.
Your numbers?
My number for the bookings is 067-392-3017. 067-392-3017. Or you can call alternatively 079-820 5086079820 5086. And you can just either call or WhatsApp the number, guys. I know it takes time for them to answer sometimes or return to your messages, just because it's quite hectic and I only have two admins, guys. But we do see you, we'll get back to you, and you will have an opportunity to meet with me. Thank you so much for having me in your space today.
See you next month.
Thank you.
What if they said no, Angie? What if vele vele kahle kahle ukuthi umntunga isibongo sasekhona because bakuvalele mngani wami.
The underground gang.
The underground gang said
akashati yelo. Wow. They might have said it.
Why?
Because I mean, why am I not married?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm such a catch.
I mean, really,
I'll pay my own lobola. Got my own cattle. Stop the show.
I mean.
So what's the problem?
What's the problem?
I mean, angimubi kangako.
What do you mean? You will swallow those words very quickly. But now that I've raised it, did it rattle you a bit? Now that I've raised this question the way I've raised it.
You know what? The problem is when you haven't been raised to embrace your African spirituality. Sometimes things like this don't occur to you until somebody actually brings it up and says, you may not have entertained it because you were not raised that way. But without you knowing, the underground gang may be sitting there saying, until you acknowledge us. So, very distinct possibility.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That you're like, maybe I should explore it a little bit.
No. I actually thought about it. Uguti, just because you were raised a certain way, you as an adult have to take certain decisions yourself that appeal to the way that you want to continue your own life.
That's right.
So you may not have been raised that way.
You can't be a child forever.
Those were my mother's rules under her house.
That's right.
But now as an adult, it is up to me, obviously, to embrace
that is so powerful.
Everything else that comes with being an African.
What you just said, I hope it lands on everyone's ears. That is such a powerful thing to do. Mahadeb.
All I'm going to say is I'm going to have a double barrel surname.
That's so right.
Yes, he must know that my surname comes first, then his.
Mahadebe. What if his family says ruti wena? Their ancestors say because you want a double barrel.
That's the problem.
You are not welcome to the other barrel.
Mutanda.
That is a conundrum.
Right?
But I feel like, you know what? After I've heard or encountered more about African and ancestry.
And
spirituality. I feel like you need to embrace it. I feel like I've wanted to understand it more. Yeah. And so for me, I would take the decision then if, you know, things were not going well. And this was the advice I was given that, hey, just drop your name and then we can continue and things will go to how they should be.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, what's
why
the problem?
Not?
Why not? We can continue.
All right. It's such a, can you imagine there is somebody somewhere who deserves you, right? Mm-hmm. And you deserve them. But there's this blockage. And all it needs, Nje, is not even snuff.
No.
It's Ika.
Just a cigar.
Just burn it, Nje. Need a glass of whiskey. Pela, my ancestor, so much.
Yes.
They're conquering.
Yeah. But go flush some shoes.
No. Flush some. Brentwood. Come on. My fucking cover.
Oh.
Hey, Andy, I was thinking about this thing. Mdazi. Jo.
Hi, Bo.
What's his name again?
Who?
Your dad.
That Mkupul.
Yes, Mkupul. What if he's kupuling?
What does that mean?
Meaning, in the ancestral space, good. Lom tana maga chati gelo.
Hey.
Forever be my child.
Well, that,
she's not changing. She's not changing the name, the last name.
Those were his wishes. So.
Never. Don't say that.
Yeah, I don't want to preach that. 100%. Yeah.
Never. Don't say that.
Yeah. When we were younger, he would always say, just don't get married. Just don't do it. It's not a good business arrangement.
With you in particular.
With me, I mean, he knew that my sister was just, you know, she's just putty, she's love, she's all of that. My brother is also the same. With me, I'm a bit of a hardhead, so he knew that, okay, I'm going to be a bit of a tough cookie. So therefore, Suyanza Mdena, just leave it, no. Just grow the surname, keep the legacy going, you know, just vibes.
I know.
Yeah, no, my dad was quite
I wish Deborah was still here.
You know, he said, "Kalog, I'm gonna be someone in finance, so salindilim do a finance."
No.
Yeah, bo.
Chances are,
Ocha.
Yes.
Hey, the chances are looking very slim. Hey,
and you said the atonje, but you put on some.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, hamburger slim dana. Very good.
What is the shortest relationship? Shortest.
Okay, I can answer that.
Yeah,
it was a month.
Kupul.
ask me what was the longest?
Longest.
A month.
Never. Ah, unamanga uya xoxa.
Ndiyangena ndiyaphuma mna.
Ah, unamanga.
I'm not even joking. Ndiyangena ndiyaphuma. Siyahamba le nto. I'm telling you the God honest truth. God can strike me now, but don't. But he can. But don't. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Could it be?
I really do feel like it. But he also was very, he coached me very much to become a hardhead. So I'm a product of hardheadedness.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And you'll attract the opposite.
Who is what? What does that mean?
No, a softy. A half boiled egg.
What is that? Okay. There's a lot of places that can go, but okay. I'm with you now.
You got a hard head. He's a half-boiled egg.
Okay. And Emali.
Yes.
Okay, sharp. I can take that. Yeah.
No, but it's not done because it's going to only be there for a month. Because Mkupuli said.
Hi, records can be broken, hey? Records can be broken.
But honestly, that's not. Would you go as far as seeing a medium say, come on, Mkupuli, were you serious, Ved?
I don't know if I'd go that far for that.
Or prayer.
Definitely. I've prayed about it, but I know that it's a me thing. I'm the one who gets tired. I'm just like, stop breathing immediately.
You need to start praying for yourself then.
Yeah, 100%. I know I'm the problem.
It's yeah, me. No, I'm glad.
I'm aware.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't have to.
First of all, I hope this is not recording. Because I know you're gonna be using this recording. I said I'm the problem in this department for this very thing.
Yeah. Imali khona. Trust me. Unayo. Ninzi foot. And two, the only thing it doesn't have that you like is a big voice. That's the only thing.
Not even in the morning when the voice isn't like.
I'm out in the morning is Tevin Campbell.
Hey?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want me to do.
There's a lot of rivers to cross here, hey? It's a lot.
No, Oleta Adams has a bigger voice than him. That's for sure. Oh. Many rivers to cross.
Hey? But does he take care of my heart?
Listen.
Okay.
Listen. Like an egg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it take care of my debts?
Unimadli.
Okay.
Ninsu food. Okay. Ening.
So it turns out.
And he can handle your hard head.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I need somebody who can understand.
No.
My
you stubbornness. And him is not a problem.
Okay.
It's the spiritual bondage.
Hey.
That has been put over you.
Hey. I think the bondage is just so that I don't lose focus. I think if anything.
You will never lose focus even if you try. You and I know
that's
that.
True. That's true.
If there's one thing I've learned about you since we started working together, there's never been anyone who is as focused as me like you.
Not you complimenting yourself within my compliments.
Why is she?
Hi, Lord Dad.
Pelele, you will admire Zanaming Namashe. So, funny.
Hey.
Yeah.
Unandoni?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you're here at 10.
That's true.
For your 12 o'clock show. That's focus for me.
That's true.
And you are, what's the word? Pedantic about your process. By the time you get on there, you are so ready.
True.
Exactly.
True.
So you will never fail.
Come on. I say that all the time. I will always win. It may not be today. You may win the battle, but I'm winning the war. Come at me, but don't.
You're talking to the wrong
people. Because I want peace.
You're talking to the wrong people.
Who am I talking to?
You should be at the graveside right now.
Fondon.
Just talk to your dad.
My dad is here everywhere. He's omnipresent now. Damxolele. Nkhulule, please. Just for one.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Nkhulule, man. Tata, man. Ooh, I felt that. You know, even how you said it, I felt that. You know, I really did.
He's looking at me saying no.
Nah. Oh, by the way, something that Taboho revealed. Mm-hmm. Right? I know we're joking about serious things,
yeah,
which is fine. And I think this is the manner we need to talk about,
yeah,
our spirituality in any case.
Yeah.
Taboho revealed something very interesting.
What did he say?
In the mortal world, mm-hmm, they make certain decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they cross over, they, mm-hmm, realize, no, I shouldn't.
Wasn't
have
it?
No, that was not,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That was not it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Like, for instance,
so true.
He made an example once of, you have parents who say, "Hey, mina mang shonile, ngishonile, ningasabuyeli lapho." When they get into the other side, I need a tombstone.
You're right.
You get what I'm saying?
You're right, 100%.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So it is there. It is a thing.
You're right.
Anyway.
Hey.
Mkulule.
Hey, yes.
Mkulule.
I'll let you know.
Please.
I'll update you.
We'll pray about it.
Okay, let's pray.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
Nabuthatabaka ke gore, like, I am divorced, but we are still together with my ex-husband. But ke bona ngare, we always fighting. I don't know gore e bakwa ke eng ntho eo.
So you're still together. I think that's the beautiful thing to build on, isn't it? I must stop saying, isn't it? I'm making a public declaration. I must stop saying it. Okay. Declared. Done. That was Lerato. Ngolisi, hi.
Hey, hello.
Kunjani ba?
Basi, kunjani.
Usana ichela ukude ma.
Yeah. No, okay, you have been agent, but then that's by me, you know.
Oh,
Korea. So
right,
yeah, you say you invented it just now.
Okay.
Yeah. I am divorced and I think it was for like 10 years ago, and then just last year Ufeste passed away.
Your ex wife.
The ex-wife, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, okay, between the last couple of years, Jolo was a pandemic. So,
yes.
And there was a person that I dated, but then is into Azanya Zilonge. And fast forward, after that, then the person, Enginaya, mind you, we are 8 years together.
Mm.
And now, so sexual tension, which is so everything.
Yes.
Between the 8 years, it's been hectic, and in a sense, you would see nasendlini umama, my mother, abazwisisani ngiyabona, and ngazijelithini, I'm going to stick with her. So, ngiyabona ukuchingisa ukuthi abantu abaphansi bayaphila and bakhona, they are watching whenever people still on their main kinga and try and talk to them. Ngiyabona.
Are you saying things are getting better now that your ex-wife has passed on? I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm trying to say to you,
yes,
the disconnection between the two of you is now gone.
I think things have been better because, you know, my ex-wife and my current wife, Bageba Tibana.
Okay.
And that was before she passed away. Bageba Tibana, and they had a lovely chat, you know, but then after Ukshona Gwake, but then just last week, as much as the thing as one already, because now I'm again at the Nagina Saye Kaya, there's issues, so I'm going to stick by my wife. Okay?
Yeah.
And now, just last week, we unveiling a timer, and it was very strange ukuthi amgeleke ukuthi angene endlini sikwazi ukuthi singene endlini so you two.
Wow.
And it was like a 360 turn, and everything, as much as the old lady begathi angeke aze akamfuni angene laphana endlini, it's now the old lady othi ufuna ukusibona sise sibovakasha. So uke wabona leyo turn leyo. So yeah.
So in other words, Mxolisi, what you're teaching us is don't take this thing for granted.
Never. Don't take the people abalele for granted.
Ngiyakubonga futhi. Wow.
Prachi, I have been separated now for 3 years. It's not easy to get a good girlfriend outside here, my brother.
How much cares us, man? I get so zwila put. I'm glad men are coming out now. Mohali.
Prachi, I am married, but the fights overpower the good times. I don't know. And sometimes I really feel like, why are we missing the plot? It's very difficult. I was married before. She passed away. Well, we separated first and then she passed on, but we were still on good terms. And then I remarried.
Sure. Hey, you debo honale meroko mongata, papa? Katleo, hi.
How are you?
Ke grand.
Ha, ke monat. All I can say is this is not rocket science to my gents. There is power in cleansing.
Yeah.
I was married for 3 years, in a relationship for 8, and then married for 3 years. After the divorce, it was hectic. But right after the cleansing, I don't even have my ex-wife's numbers. I won't even tell you that guy. You be free. You have a relationship for 2 years. Very happy. Very happy. And very soon, all I'm saying is, guys, there is power in cleansing. This is not rocket science. Just do it.
Thank you.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.